This is an Audio Holdings production.
Patricia Molly Clapton was just 16 when she delivered her infant son, Eric Patrick, on March 30, 1945, in the modest front room of her parents' Surrey Terrace house at No. 1 The Green, Ripley. From that moment on, a devastating secret would be kept for many years of how Eric had been the illegitimate child of Pat's wartime romance with married Canadian soldier Edward Fryer while stationed in England. The scandalous affair, cast in the straight-laced, unforgiving 40s, left the young mother with few options. A future with Fryer was out of the question, and so Pat tearfully agreed to allow her son to be adopted by her parents, Rose and Reginald Clapton. "I knew from the moment Eric was born," says Pat, "that there was no way I would have the opportunity to bring him up. The locals were very hard on me. But those were the days before the phrase love child was heard. I shall never get over the guilt, but I suppose that's the penalty I have to live with for having an illegitimate child when I was only 16. As fate would have it, the striking, gregarious young woman fell in love 2 years later with yet another Canadian soldier, Frank MacDonald. As she prepared to move to Germany with him, she suffered another cruel blow. Frank's strict Roman Catholic family would not accept the child that their new daughter-in-law had born out of wedlock. Anguished, Patricia left her toddler, Rick, as she called him, in the hands of his doting grandparents. By now, Rose's first husband had died and remarried a carpenter named, coincidentally, Jack Clapp. Rose remembers her grandson as a shy, exceptionally polite little boy who loved animals and harbored a prized collection of snails. At 5, he began school at the Ripley Church of England Primary, becoming a stellar pupil with a gift for art he inherited from his mother. Rose encouraged him to enter a local drawing contest, and Eric took first prize, impressively beating out entries from 14-year-olds. Lifelong friend Guy Pullen remembers two very distinct sides to Eric. He would readily give his toys away. He's always been totally loyal and overgenerous to certain people, particularly old mates. Yet he could also hold a grudge. Once we had a row. It was his 10th birthday party, and he didn't invite me. That's the sort of kid he was. He'd never forgive. He was cunning, a kid who maneuvered himself in and out of situations. He'd stir up trouble, then he'd just walk away from it. At the age of 9, young Clapton's idyllic world was shattered with the return of his mother with Eric's half-brother, Brian, in tow. Although Rose told him the truth about his parentage when he was 5, suddenly the full understanding clicked. His grades took a dramatic plunge and the headmaster called a conference. Despite the school's timely involvement, Eric failed his 11+. Of that tumultuous period, Clapton recalls, "I was writing my name down as Eric Clapton when I suddenly realized that my so-called parents were Mr. and Mrs. Clapp. All the other kids bore the same names as their parents. I was raised by my grandparents under the illusion that they were my parents. My feeling of a lack of identity started to rear its head then. It explains a lot of my behavior throughout my life. It changed my outlook and my physical appearance so much because I still don't know who I am." Contends Pat, "It must have been very confusing for him when I arrived. He seemed to be very deep, a bit of a loner. I found I'd been kept hush-hush from him, which was understandable. He had to be protected from the truth, but it hurt me like mad." 4 years later, Clapton's 13th birthday marked a significant milestone. 1958 was the unforgettable year of Buddy Holly, Chuck Berry, Elvis Presley, and Eric was instantly hooked on this strange new sound rooted in the American blues. All he wanted for his birthday was a guitar. "The first rock and roll I ever saw on TV was Jerry Lee Lewis doing Great Balls of Fire," says Eric. "It threw me. It was like seeing someone from outer space, and I wanted to go there. He had a bass player playing a Fender Precision, then I said, now that's a guitar. That was the future, and that was what I wanted." Eric persuaded his grandparents to buy him a 14-pound acoustic Spanish Hoya. "In my mind's eye, I can see his smile even now on the way home," grins Rose. The instrument promptly became an obsession with Clapton, who dutifully practiced day and night. "I had to copy to learn," he says. "I never had a teacher. I just heard a good song in the radio, and the chord changes sounded nice, so I picked up the guitar and copied them." Rose recalls how he would often stay up until 3 a.m.